Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Chickies and Pete's for a Marks and Reese show. We're live at Chickies in South Philadelphia. Normally coming to you the day after a game or the day of a game, but with the Thursday night football game, Eagles beat the Giants. We're here on a day after a Sunday full of football, Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. What up there, Ike?
What up there, Johnny Marks?
Well, I'm ready to redo my power rankings of the young quarterbacks in the league. Is that okay? Goff is now third, and I'll take Mahomes and Wentz are tied for first.
Right, okay. Changes.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all pretty good.
Right.
They're all pretty good.
But that game last night, man.
Just listen, be happy we have one that's in the discussion.
You know, we do.
You know, it's not like having a discussion about a basketball player or elite quarterback of other teams that you wish you had. Like, we have a good one.
We have a great one.
Yeah, we're in that conversation of young franchise quarterbacks.
Yeah, all the years that we spent with the Cobbs and the Vicks and the Foles and the Foles again and Bradford and whoever, you know when you have it, and it feels good because now you can concentrate on everything else.
Yep.
Like trading for everybody on the open market, Ike, which is what I'm advocating today, right? All right, so check it out. A lot of this stuff drops on Sunday, so I don't know if it's just kind of stuff that's getting thrown against the wall. However, I believe it makes a lot of sense. So we know the Le'Veon stuff. That may work itself out over the course of the next week or two. Now enter the fold Amari Cooper, wide receiver for the Oakland Raiders, because John Gruden's totally ruined that franchise, so now they're just pretty much starting over, and Cooper hasn't done anything in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. So yesterday comes out Jake Glazer. Raiders are interested in shopping him. And then Patrick Peterson's name came out too, which was kind of strange. Because you said this a couple times, Ike.
Yeah.
You had said, like, hey, I want a corner if a guy like Patrick Peterson becomes available, but right. I don't know if that's going to happen. Well,
yeah. I mean, listen, it seems like all these teams are putting their stars up for sale. And if I'm the Eagles and I'm Howie Roseman, I believe Howie Roseman will come back with one of these guys.
I just do.
You know, when you look at teams, look at what the team in New England did, right? They went out and they got Josh Gordon. Everybody else tiptoed around it and would you give up this? New England went and got Josh Gordon.
Yeah, they said, screw it. We don't care about the distractions.
That's what they added to their roster.
True.
Because they're not satisfied with winning 5 Super Bowls. They're not satisfied with just playing in the Super Bowl this past year and the year before that. They want to give themselves the best opportunity to get back to the Super Bowl. And they know what Kansas City has on board with them. So in order to beat a team like Kansas City, you had better be able to put up 43.
They needed help. They needed help, and they went out and got it done.
And they're going to be a much better team the second half of the season than what you saw the first 4 games of the season. And the Eagles, the first 4 games of the season, looked a lot like the New England Patriots. 2-2 after 4 games.
Yeah, you're right.
Right? Like now it's time to make a move to improve this team. So you're going to have more than a puncher's chance against the L.A. Rams, against the New Orleans Saints, who can need both of these teams can put up 40 in a blink of an eye.
Yep. No, you're right.
And that's what you're going to have to do. So Amari Cooper, Le'Veon, whatever you got to do, go add somebody to your roster. Patrick Peterson, how about that?
That was an interesting name because they're all individually.
I'll take him too.
All individually, they're all like, – Le'Veon's last year, or he's on a franchise tender. Amari Cooper has a fifth-year option. It's $14 million next year, and he hasn't done anything really for a year and a half now. And Patrick Peterson's going to cost the most probably. He has 2 years remaining on his contract, but why would Arizona want to trade him if he's still a lockdown corner, which maybe he started to fall off a little bit? But he clearly would be a huge upgrade and would be your number one guy here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's without question.
So, growing up, were you? I bet you were a big Monty Hall Let's Make a Deal fan because it was on TV when you were arriving home from school.
Sure.
Or when you stayed home from school.
Right.
Now, Wayne Brady does Let's Make a Deal, and he does a pretty good job.
Yeah, I'm not. I can't do
it. You can't
Wayne.
Do it?
I can't do Wayne Brady.
He's all right. You know, he's, yeah, it could be worse, I guess. They could have put Louie Anderson in there.
Or Steve Harvey. Yeah.
Hold on. Don't be doing your anti-Steve Harvey agenda.
Yeah, I'm anti-Steve Harvey, man.
So, Ben, you know what we're going to do today? It's going to be the Marks and Reese Let's Make a Deal for the Eagles. So there's three doors, right? And you're going to get to choose which door that you're choosing from. Is it door number one, Le'Veon Bell? With all his issues, and he's not signed past this year, and maybe he'll decide, like, nah, I'm not really interested in playing in the playoffs, or he's not in football shape. Mm-hmm. Could have cost you a second-round pick probably, right? Is it door number two, which is Amari Cooper? With the second-round pick, you think?
I like that, too. I like Amari Cooper. 24 years old. Yeah, same draft with Nelson, right?
Same draft as Nelson. Fifth-year options, $14 million for next year. Only has 22 catches, one touchdown. Last year only had 48 catches, 680 yards. The big season was 2016 at 82 for 1,149 and five touchdowns. Had seven touchdowns last year, despite kind of coming down. Or is it door number three, which is Patrick Peterson for a first-round draft pick? Ike, which door would you choose? Door number one? Door number two? Or door number three?
Oh,
or would you like DeSean Jackson in the box right here?
I like D-Jack. I do like D-Jack.
Well, let's start with these three.
I got to tell you, I would stay on the offensive side. I would between Le'Veon and Amari Cooper, I'm trying to think. Obviously, Le'Veon's the better player.
Is Amari Cooper in a passing league more important?
Right.
That's really what the question is.
Yeah.
Do you think that the wide receiving core is weaker than the running back core, or is it more important? Wide receivers are more important today than they've been
I believe
in the past.
So, yeah. Yeah, I believe so. And to have a playmaker at that position to go along with Alshon Jeffrey and Nelson Agholor and Zach Ertz, I mean, that's just another guy for Carson to be able to throw the football to.
I'm going door number one with Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
With all the issues and the risks that are associated, and by the way, Ike, he could come in and pull his hamstring week one that he's in here, and you don't see him for three or four more weeks after that. And I know that.
Yeah, I think I would go Amari Cooper.
So you're going door number two.
Yeah, I think I'd go Amari Cooper.
Ben, what door are you going with right there? Do you like the box that has...
I got to say, I like Amari Cooper. I just can't give up the second-round pick for him.
Well, I mean, what do you think? Third?
For me, if we're talking about a first or second round pick, it has to be Le'Veon or Patrick Peterson. I'm hoping, though, that I can see how we get one of these guys. I'll take any of them for a third. Like, if you give me one door, I'm going Le'Veon. But if you introduce the possibility of getting one of these guys cheaper, I'll take any of them.
I'll give up a second round pick for Amari Cooper.
I agree.
With no problem.
I agree with you. If the Le'Veon stuff falls apart, I would pivot and almost use it as leverage. Or if they say we're not trading him, I would look hard at Amari Cooper because he's going to make you better. I talked to my old boss, who's a program director now in the Bay Area, and I texted him earlier. I said, what's the deal? Why is he up on the trade? Bay? Is he good? He said, with a good team and a good quarterback and a good head coach, he's fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have a bad offensive line. Derek Carr looks shot,
by the
way.
Man, we bring Amari Cooper out here on the East. In Philadelphia, man, he'll love being here. He'll love being here.
888-729-9494.
Carson Wentz is his quarterback?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Not the pea shooter with Derek Carr.
Right.
He's shot. He looks done.
Yeah, he looked. He's too young to be shot.
Yeah, but I don't know if he looks hurt.
Isn't he young?
He looks hurt. He looks shot. He needs a bucket of water thrown on him. Like, come on, man. Door number one, Le'Veon for a second. Door number two, Amari Cooper for a second. Door number three, Patrick Peterson, but he's going to cost you a first. 888-729-9494. But I think they're going to get somebody, right? Yesterday, Rapsheet that came out and said, well, it doesn't look like the Shady McCoy thing's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if Buffalo thought they were really going to get high draft picks for him, I can see why
nobody,
that would happen.
Yeah, nobody's going to give you a second-round pick for Shady.
Nah. Fourth-round pick, maybe.
Yeah, just the fact that he's 30 years old is not going to happen.
A lot of touches.
I mean, just, just that fact. He's a 30-year-old running back.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've seen what happens.
Yeah.
Sean Alexander went from being had the best season ever to being done.
Yeah, nobody's getting a second-round pick for a 30-year-old.
No, and I think for them, they're like, well, we don't want to trade him then because he helps our team right now. So that's why we have three doors with a possibility of pivoting to a box with DeSean Jackson in there.
Well, I mean, I take D-Jack, too, as a little consolation prize.
You know, I would listen. I don't want Shady back really under any circumstance. I don't like him. I like DeSean. I do. I like DeSean. I know he's a bit of a pain in the ass when he was here. I think he's done a lot of growing up. I like DeSean. I've always liked DeSean.
Yeah,
I would.
I'm with you.
I would love to see.
I'm with you on that.
I would love to see DeSean. So we'll start with that.
DeSean, another one of those guys that it's funny because based on a lot of that nonsense that was put out there about DeSean. And I'm not saying whether Shady is guilty or innocent or anything, but most people would have thought that DeSean would have been caught up in a lot of this stuff, and it hasn't been him.
No, he's never.
He hasn't been caught up in one thing since he's left here.
He doesn't look foolish on Twitter. He doesn't fight with fans or anything like that. He's not getting in messy spats with ex-girlfriends.
He's not caught up in anything.
Not
he's
on just, TMZ.
Yeah.
He's not doing any of that crap. He's DeSean.
Yeah.
He's doing what he does.
Yep.
I like him.
And I'm not telling you he was an angel while he was here. You know, I'm just saying.
No, I think we all know that.
I think leaving here, he grew up a little bit. Grew up, you know, not being here, really having to be out, new team, establish a different reputation.
Yep.
I think it changed him a little bit.
Rap Sheet also tweeted out that it looks like the Jason Peters is going to return. Quote, good news for the Eagles mini bye.
Okay.
I hate to sound ungrateful here, Ike.
Yeah.
Especially to a future Hall of Famer and a great all-time Eagle.
You're saying it's not good news?
Yeah, I'm not so sure that's good news.
Oh, man.
Well, not right away.
Right.
Take a couple weeks, JP.
Right.
Rest up. Get that leg straight. Get your torn bicep feeling a little bit better.
Yeah, who they play next week? Carolina. Julius Peppers still got juice in the tank.
He does, which is another reason why maybe he shouldn't be out there. He just don't look healthy.
Oh, I agree. He's not healthy, that's for sure.
I'll take a healthier JP than what we've been seeing out there.
Would you rather have a healthy Big V than a 75% Jason Peters?
Yeah, I think I would. What he was?
We would not have said that a year ago. Is he 75%? I'm just guessing.
Now he's got a torn bicep.
Okay, so now he's what?
60?
60%, okay.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Door number one, door number two, door number three.
Make sure you clarify you said this and not me.
JP? Oh, I didn't say. I was just asking the question. Some of the players might be by later.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't care about most, but I'm just saying. Just be smart.
Let me tweet it out.
Jason Peters, we don't need the bodyguard thinking anything.
Coming up here, give me a big splash.
Yeah.
888-729.
I got your back, though.
9494. You just got to separate us.
Way over here. I got your back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.